I'm Russ White for MSU Today, back in the company of MSU's corporate chef, Kurt Kwiatkowski, because it's tailgating season, and we wanted to pick his brain a little bit on tailgating trends, some favorite recipes and tips and whatnot. So, Kurt, welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
So are there some trends in tailgating? Has it changed much over the year, or where are we and where are we going?
I think it's definitely changed, especially over the probably the past maybe 5-7 years. Tailgating has become so much more intricate. It's like a destination. Before, it used to be you roll up, you got a cooler, you open it up, you got a couple of sandwiches and maybe some chips out of a bag, and you're done. Nowadays, it's so much more intricate, and people are there for, you know, the 4 to 6 to 8 hours before and after. And the food quality level has really gone really high, too.
So I think some of the tips are, how do I keep the hot stuff hot, keep the cold stuff cold before and after, as you said, and keep it simple.
Yeah, and keeping it simple and trying not to overthink it. And to me, it's all about the prep ahead. Like, if you're going to do brats, simmer them off before. And because part of being at the tailgate is having some fun with your friends. So if you simmer off the brats ahead of time, then all you have to do is grill them off. You simmer them off at home, cool them down, leave them in a little bit of liquid, get them in a plastic Ziploc bag so it doesn't take up as much room. And then when you get there, you can just start popping brats out left and right, and you're good to go. That's one of my personal faves, you know, just a really, really good brat with some caramelized onions. It's kind of heavenly. Or even just some grilled onions, you know, with some nice spicy mustard. People that do pulled pork, you can do that up ahead, and then you can just have your grill set up, and you can kind of just warm it up on that grill while you're there. Just make sure it's got a little bit of extra liquid to it. Cooking out there, really the only thing you're going to want to maybe cook or warm up some hot dogs, maybe cook a couple of burgers. Even if you wanted to do ribs, do up the ribs ahead, cool them down, and then finish them, because you're always going to finish them on the grill and kind of sauce them afterwards, and that's the best way to go.
What about safety, Kurt, too? We're talking about a long tailgating day. We want the food to stay safe.
Yeah, you know, have that one cooler that's got extra ice in it. And you can even, like, even at Meijer here locally, you can buy a little chunk of dry ice and keep a small piece in that cooler to keep it super cold and keep your proteins in one cooler and then keep your veggies and or whatever else, your drinks, in another cooler and keep them separated and try and keep that cooler as shut as possible and only go into it when you need to grab something. And that idea of cooking to order or cooking to flow like you do in a restaurant, kind of do it for the tailgate. Don't just cook as soon as you get there and everything's up and for 4 hours it's sitting there. Not the best way to go. You just cook as people want to eat, and it works out a lot better, and I think the food's going to taste a lot better as well.
And what about a couple of your favorite recipes, Kurt, or things you like to have at a tailgate?
Yeah, definitely one of my faves is a brat. I'm also a big fan of anything pork-related, so a nice rib. Friends of mine, even like some beef brisket as always, because you can smoke it and then just kind of warm it up when you're there, slice it, put it on a piece, you know, a nice little roll. It's kind of heavenly.
And Kurt, there's a lot of good food that you and your colleagues have inside the stadium now. You can get more than a brat and a hot dog there, too. What's new this year? And update people that still may not know about the delicacies you provide in the stadium.
Yeah, everything from the beefsteak, Spartan beefsteak, in that new north end zone that was renovated and open. We've got a huge venue where we're doing what we call the Spartan beefsteak. So it's kind of like your Philly with your beef and the cheese melted right in front of you with the peppers and onions right on the grill. It's delicious. A beefsteak nacho that we do. The pulled pork we do in the stadium at Smokestack Barbecue is just, it's so popular we now have 3 locations for it. And the pulled pork nachos are probably one of my favorites in the stadium. And we also added walking taco. So the good old classic walking taco, but instead of the trying to get your spoon into the bag and deal with it, we found some bags from Fritos where you rip the bag on the side. And then we pour in the chili that we make and all the toppings that go on it, the cheese and the onions, and it's really a killer dish.
So Chef Kurt, summarize for our listeners again your key kind of tips for a simple but still delicious and safe tailgating experience.
Sure. I think preparation ahead of time, that prep and pre-planning ahead is really important. Keep it in small bags, keep things iced down really well, and and keep it simple. Really just keep it simple, because that perfectly cooked brat off the grill, kind of as you're going along, instead of something that's been sitting there for 5 or 6 hours, is going to be so much better. Even if you just got a little spicy mustard with it, it's going to be so much better than, and you're going to enjoy the tailgate that much more. You really will.
Kurt, thanks again for joining us on MSU Today.
It's my pleasure. Y'all have a great time, and go green.
Kurt Kwiatkowski is the corporate chef for MSU in the Residential and Hospitality Services Unit. He's better known as Chef Kurt, and you can keep up with him on Twitter simply at Chef_Kurt. That's Kurt with a K, K-U-R-T. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.